This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Minister, Presbyterian minister, I don't know his name, ministers in Winnipeg, Manitoba, in Canada, writes about his dad's seminary experience, and he writes this: "My dad has a story from when he was in seminary about a class discussion in which the professor was discussing what it meant to have faith like a child. One of the students said, 'Well, children are so innocent and humble, right?' The professor's response was, 'You don't have any children, do you? You don't have any children, do you?' Children are innocent in a lot of ways and can be innocent acting, but the professor went on to say that children sometimes can be anything but humble. In fact, this author says this: "A big portion of my childhood was spent figuring out who was the best at various games. Who's the fastest? Who's the strongest? Who's the best at this particular sport? Who could beat up so-and-so if he got in a fight?" All of this sounds kind of awful, he says, but it wasn't really that bad. It was just a part of being a 9-year-old boy. Part of being a 9-year-old boy. Let me tell you something, though. It's not just 9-year-old boys that boast. Young people who grow up into men and women in their 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s can be people who boast. What are the things that people brag about or boast about? I think there's three that are identified in our scripture today. I think they cover them all. That anything you can think about that you boast about will fall under one of these three headings. Number one, we boast about what we know or who we know. We boast about what we know or who we know. We boast in what we do or what we've done or what we're going to do. Things we've done or we're going to do. And thirdly, we boast in what we have. What we possess or what we're going to have or possess. And I think anything that you identify as boasting in anybody's life will fall under one of those three headings. And that's what the prophet Jeremiah talks about people who boast in knowledge, wisdom. They boast in what they do and their strength. They boast in what they have and their possessions. And then Jeremiah comes along and says, "But I want to tell you something. If you're going to boast, you really need to boast in the Lord. You really need to boast in the things that matter to the Lord." And then he gives us three things that matter to the Lord so that you can understand and know him better. And I find it intriguing to know that it's possible to understand and know the Lord. You know, don't ever come to church with this attitude that God is too big for me to understand. Don't ever come to church with the attitude, "Well, that's for theologians, that's for people that teach the Bible." Jeremiah says, you can understand the Lord. And you can know him just by discovering what he delights in. Well, the Lord wants you to do that not as an act, not as a scam, but as something that's real in your life, that you really are interested in the three things that are mentioned today. Let's read it in Jeremiah 9 as we continue this series. This is what the Lord says. I love that statement. This is what the Lord says. "Let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches or money. But let him who boasts about this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in these I delight, declares the Lord." I love the phrase that Jeremiah begins with because it's so crucially important. Jeremiah says, "This is what the Lord says." He doesn't say, "Let me give you my interpretation of things." Well, plenty of people to tell you and me what they think. We're going to look at what the Lord says. All this week in Jeremiah 9, our website is crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.